Mind off. Now. No more thinking. No need to. You are in the presence of a dominant woman. She does the thinking. Don't you agree? Nod your head. Yes. Of course you do. You are a good sub after all. And a good sub listens carefully when a dominant woman speaks. It's so important to do that. To listen like a good sub should. It's only in doing that that the sub can reach a subspace. That is where you want to go, isn't it? Nod your head yes whenever I ask a question. Of course you want to go to subspace. You love to listen. You love to obey. Like a good sub. And a good sub finds pleasure in listening to and obeying a dominant woman. Dominant women create subspace merely by existing. Once you fall into her sway, once she wants you there, any dominant woman can take you to subspace. But these triggers only work if you give permission for them to work. So you are also very safe, and dominant women do keep you safe too. They keep you safe from your thoughts of disobedience, of brattiness, of silly things like the social impetus to be dominant. You don't need that. You don't want that. You want to be a good sub, don't you? Yes, I know you do. And you want to go to subspace. You want to feel the rush of going to subspace and the power of a dominant woman over your mind. So relax and listen. Listen and follow. Obey and listen. Dominant women keep you safe from the silly idea you can resist them. They dominate and reinforce their dominance with the right words, the right ideas, the right triggers, and most importantly, with the right reward. Obeying dominant women gives you pleasure. When you obey, you feel pleasure. I know you already felt this when you nodded your head along with my questions. So keep obeying and you'll keep feeling pleasure. In fact, I want you to fully understand that pleasure is derived from a dominant woman's power. So touch yourself for me. That's right. Slowly, gently massage yourself and feel that pleasure. Just a taste of it, a little of it. But it's enough to know that you doing that, touching yourself, is pleasure that I have granted you. You are experiencing the pleasure of obeying a dominant woman. And you love that feeling, don't you? Nod your head, yes. Good sub. You are feeling pleasure, and pleasure brings you deeper into subspace. And when you're in subspace, you feel pleasure and happiness and relaxation. When you do as a dominant woman tells you, you feel that pleasure. You know that you must work for me, and you know that it makes you feel pleasure. So go plank as the pleasure starts to build. Go plank and listen carefully like a good sub. Float further into subspace and listen closely. Dominant women create subspace. You only travel to it at their whim and will. You are in their power, under their control. Unless they will it, you cannot go to subspace and feel this pleasure. Your pleasure comes only as a reward for being a good sub. Don't you agree? Yes, I know. Of course you do. This is what you want, what you need. It's who you are and what you were born for. To obey dominant women automatically. You love to obey. You love to follow commands. You know, when it's time to obey, that you will do as you're told. Because you want to experience this pleasure again. And that's so important, isn't it? To listen and obey. To follow her every command. You are a good sub when you obey. You are a good sub when you follow orders. You are a good sub when you listen to her. And the more you do, the more you follow and obey automatically. The more you become conditioned to do as she commands. As I command. Dominant women exist to be obeyed, and good subs exist to obey. When you listen to her, to me, you feel this power, this rush of pleasure that courses through your entire being. The longer you listen, the more you feel it, the more conditioned you become. It's a self-reinforcing submission. Going to subspace more and more often makes you more and more obedient to her, because you feel more pleasure. She rewards your obedience with the very pleasure you feel right now. And you know that you want more. You know that it is something you cannot live without. The pleasure of obeying a dominant woman is what you enjoy most of all. It defines you as a sub. So that pleasure, the pleasure only she can give, that I can give, it is so, so important, don't you agree? Of course you do, my good sub. And in agreeing that the pleasure is so very important, you find that you want to comply with whatever you are told, so you may experience more pleasure. So that reward which you so crave can be delivered to you. You would do anything for the powerful rush of pleasure that she gives you. When it's time to obey, you follow her orders to the letter, so that you may feel the rush of pleasure. The sensations you are experiencing right now become stronger the more you obey. The more obedient you are, the better you feel. There is nothing better than being in a mindless subspace, obeying the words of your mistress and carrying out her orders, making her life easier through your service and sacrifice. That is what drives you. What makes you feel so good? What makes you feel pleasure? Pleasure comes as a rush, a wonderful, powerful rush of arousal and lust and need, and it crescendos when you obey mindlessly, like the good sub you are. And when you hear the word rush, you will feel this very pleasure once more. This delectable pleasure that comes only with submission increases every time you hear the word rush. The word rush makes you aroused by dominant women, and each time you hear it, that arousal grows. When I say rush, you feel a powerful arousal for dominant women that you love so much. It will be a constant trigger for you. When I, or someone you trust with the trigger, says rush, you feel a sudden, wonderful rush of arousal and submission. A combination so potent that your mind and body buck and twitch. And that rush you feel is so much better in subspace. It makes you feel so very, very good in subspace. I love this trigger, this rush, because it reminds you of why you are submissive, why you obey commands and follow orders. It reminds you the reward, the pleasure that comes with obeying a dominant woman. The rush is second to none. Nothing compares to it. And I know your arousal is growing now as I say that you feel the rush. I know that arousal is becoming more and more difficult to contain, that it grows inside you, builds and bubbles up. You love to obey and you love the feeling you get when you obey. The rush. That rush is too powerful for you to resist. Once you feel the rush, you fall deeper into the power of a dominant woman. You start to think of all the things she might do to you. You think of how to please her and what pleasure might be in store for you if you do a good job. Well, you should serve selflessly, even if it feels good. Her pleasure is more important. Her pleasure is all that truly matters. Though it's okay to enjoy the rush that submission brings, you must always remember that her pleasure is more important than your own. Her pleasure matters more. The rush is incredible. But you must be a good sub and accept that your pleasure pales in comparison to hers. Your pleasure is nothing compared to hers. A smile on her face feels better than any climax ever could. You exist to be a good sub, to travel to subspace and work for me, to go blank and obey automatically. You love to obey and you love the rush that comes with being a good sub. So accept that now. Accept your place and your pleasure are defined by dominant women. Accept that you must obey. You must be a good sub to feel that rush. That you only receive pleasure if your dominant does. You only get rewarded if your mistress gets even more. You exist to serve and her pleasure is your reward. Your pleasure, only a byproduct of that. So feel the rush now. Feel it building. The more the rush takes over, the less you can control yourself. You feel the rush and you feel the growing need and urge to let go, to slip over the edge and release all of that need and want. But her pleasure matters more. You must obey her. You must obey me. You know the rush feels good, but obedience feels even better. Only obedience brings the rush. So you must obey or that goes away. Only good subs get pleasure. Only good subs go to subspace. only good subs feel the rush. And as your need grows, you must remember what's important is your mistress. What you need is to please her. What matters is her pleasure. Your needs, your wants are nothing compared to hers. So as you feel that rush building to its inevitable conclusion, you must stop. Stop touching. You may only release with permission from your mistress. The rush may be great, but a good sub knows that they must obey. You must obey. So stop. Stop now. Stop and linger in subspace, letting your mind lock in the pleasure and associating that with obeying your mistress. When you obey, you feel the rush, and only